Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, the other day, talking to Babich, third down defense, obviously a talent.
Yep.
And he said, if you're frustrated, you can imagine how frustrated we get. Mm-hmm. From a player's perspective, we played well. First and second down, and you get him in the situation you're trying to get him in, and then can't get off the field. Just how frustrating is that been for you?
It's extremely frustrating. Just doing everything we can to learn from the mistakes that we've had in the previous games and just correct them. And just being on the same page, that's the most important thing when we're out there.
Pinpoint a couple of things that have been problematic. You know, Ravens game and Dolphins, obviously not the Jets.
Yeah.
What have been some of the things?
There was a couple times in both games where they quick counted us and we were kind of on our heels a little bit. And I feel like they converted on those times when they quick counted us. You know what I'm saying? So us basically being at the line, being ready, having our call ready and not like waiting on the offense to be ready. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's one of the biggest things.
What's it like to balance, though, knowing that you've got things to work on and yet this team is 3-0?
I mean, that's a great feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not at our best whatsoever, and being 3-0 is very encouraging because we still have a ways to go and we're going to get there, and I'm excited to see us when we're at our best.
So you would say that you guys have not been, it hasn't been perfect by any stretch of the imagination, right?
I agree, yeah. For sure.
Expound on that, if you can. What are some of the things that you see that are just not the way they're supposed to be?
I mean, just like you said, on third downs, just making sure that we're more so on the same page and not getting put on our heels more often. And I feel like that's something that I'm not saying we easily can fix it, but we can fix it. You know what I'm saying? So just showing that kind of, I'd say, edge and that being ready is going to be a huge help for us.
Yet despite all problems, I hate to be his counter because I understand that there are issues. Mm-hmm. Despite all that, two of the three wins, you've come. This defense has come up with a big turnover when it counted.
Yeah.
What does it say that you guys will play that full 60 minutes and not get discouraged over the mistakes that have happened? This team is not single one. Seem to be able to beat itself. Isn't capable of beating itself.
I mean, I just feel like we're a resilient group. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how the game's going. We're gonna have that mindset that we can win the game, regardless if we're down or if we're up. So at the end of the day, we have to keep playing the same, and there's times where we have to fix things that we haven't fixed in the past, and we're going to be better there.
Can you talk about the difficulty of communication for the defense at home? So often it's talked about the offense is going to have a hard time communicating on the road, but it's the same way when the crowd is so into it to ruin their offense that it inhibits your guys' ability to communicate?
Yeah, for sure. Our defense takes a lot of communication. And that being said, when we're at home, we can't even hear each other. So there's a lot of people, you might see safeties running up to the line of scrimmage talking or talking to the linebackers in the air. Like, we actually have to be demonstrative when we're on that field, and everyone has to have a sort of awareness that if the picture changes on offense, it could possibly change on defense as well.
Is it just repetition of the continuity of the guys you've met before? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Micah and Jordan, I'm sure it was a little bit different. But
yeah.
Is it just kind of looks and subtle tells because you can't hear?
It's definitely that. And I would say more so just having an awareness, like being in tune to the game plan, being, okay, we're going to make a check right here, but we all need to be on that same page and we all need to make that check. So if one person doesn't make the check, if 10 guys get it on the field, then there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So all 11 guys need to get the check, and that comes with awareness, communication, and hand signals.
You can't even, you don't even want to say, you don't want the crowd to shut up.
Nah, you don't want the crowd to shut up. I mean, but honestly, sometimes I'm like, oh, we playing away, so we going to hear each other good. Like, I feel like there's times where we play better away, just for that reason alone.
What do you see for Maxers as he's kind of trying to navigate the rookie season and injury?
I'd say his energy and his, like, he comes to work with a smile on his face every single day, and that's something I've noticed every day. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that energy, him not being down, even when he first got hurt, he wasn't down. Like, he's always engaged and always trying to get better while not being on the field. So really his attitude, that's something that I've seen, and I've been very impressed with it.
Last year it was Cole who missed time and then finally got out there, and a lot of talk was about that. And the same thing's going on for Max a little bit. Can you put yourself back to rookie Taren and saying, like, what it was like learning this, and if you miss all that time, how difficult it is to figure everything out?
Yeah, it was a challenge for me, I'd say. And it's going to be a challenge for him. But at the end of the day, like, you have to accept the challenge and accept that there's going to be some growing pains and learn from those mistakes and get better after that. And that's all you can really do as a young player in this league, is there's going to be times where you don't look your best or you're not at your best. But those are just things that you learn for when you're a vet, and you get better from those mistakes or from those losses.
Max hasn't even had a chance to make those mistakes yet.
So. Nah, he hasn't. But, I mean, we'll get there.
Really starting to ramp things up now. We saw him out there in practice today. Do you get a sense at all that he's really, really looking forward to finally getting on the field?
For sure. Like, he's always talking to CB, like trying to pick his brain, just trying to make sure that when his time is available, he's going to be ready. You know what I'm saying? So I love it, and I feel like he's going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, I mean, this is the NFL. Like, to me, it don't really matter about the record. Like, any team could be any team. So I treat every game the same and prepare the best way I possibly can. And I try to tell the young guys the same thing.
That being said, we've certainly had some marquee moments in these first three games. What would it mean to get one of those marquee moments early in this game against the Saints, really kind of set the tone on defense?
That'd be huge. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we start fast. I mean, we got a quarterback like Josh. You know what I'm saying? We could really do some damage. So at the end of the day, we do want to start faster and make some huge plays in the beginning of the game.
This team is really good at home. What does that mean to you?
It means I expect to win. that's really my expectations. So, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved? home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.